Preston and Numenia is 5-6 years old now. We're a kind of local collective. We kind of run our own server, sort of fairly autonomous, but obviously we still subscribe absolutely to the principles of Indymedia, which were being talked about today. So far, it's considered a very successful collective in Bristol. We have a strong local news coverage, and it's working really well. I think it's having a real impact on the perceptions of news and the news agenda in Bristol. And the key thing is it's not some corporation or elitist setting the news agenda in Bristol. It's ordinary people posting their news that's setting the agenda as it should be. So it's a very exciting time to be in Indymedia.
What have you been hoping to get from this gathering?
I think first and foremost is, because we're part of a network and we subscribe to similar principles, is a chance to meet up and talk about not just issues, but also sort of common ground and reinforce and bring together a lot of the things we're doing. And what's been great today, for example, is seeing that lots of different IMCs around the country are having similar ideas, coming up with similar stuff, and now we're all together, we can look at ways to share those ideas and how we can develop them in a kind of better way, again, as it should be, as the whole thing's about.
Very briefly, how do you see the future of Indymedia in this country?
Whether this is Indymedia that does this or media activism in general, I would like to see a future not too distant where the idea of us getting important things like news about our lives, the environment, the democratic systems and structures that rule our life from a corporate entity is just considered laughable. That actually democratic media, of which Indymedia is part of, is the dominant form of media that we partake in. And I think Indymedia is a really key cornerstone in building that democratic future. The currency of democracy is media, and at the moment the media is as undemocratic as it can be. It's there to make money, and it's owned by a very few small people who essentially set the agendas of our lives. There's no point having democracy without media democracy. So I think that there is a really exciting future with the sort of tech developments of the net. There's also huge challenges, but then that's one of the things that also makes it very exciting. So yeah, I'm very optimistic about where we're going with all this, and today has been an optimistic day so far, and yeah, I'm very excited about where we can be in a few years' time.